Good morning. Yom Aleph, Sunday morning. Parshas Shemois, Tavshin Pei Aleph. And I'd like to add before we begin the shiur that the shiurim are now actually available online. If anyone misses a shiur, you don't have to request an email. And if anyone else you want to share the news, Baruch Hashem, we should be zeichet that the word of Torah should continue to spread. A special thank you to our chaver, Yehuda Boltzhauser from Kuvian Images, for being instrumental in getting this up and running. It's www.sundaychabura.com. Is that correct, Yehuda? Sundaychabura.com. They're all there. With the videos are there with the Maror Mekaymes. So it's all archived. Today's share I want to dedicate to the Refuah Shleima, a chashuv, a young man who needs a Refuah Shleima, Yehuda Aryeh ben Yuta. The kos of the Torah should be should bring him a refuah bekara. The topic today is something which I think everyone is familiar again with some sort of with at least a portion of the background, that our minig that we have today, that every yosem who is in the besmet, who is in shul says kaddish, is not the original minig. And everyone who's ever learned a little bit of Mishnah Berurah and you open a Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that there's a whole discussion with the Acharonim back and forth, a whole, who has Kedima to say Kaddish? Is it the Yartzai to the Yud Beis Chodesh and the Shloshim and there's so many different categories of Avelus, and there's a whole discussion the Mishnah Berurah brings. He has a whole piece in the Bir Halacha called Maimer Kadeshin, where he discusses at length exactly who has Kedima, somebody who's a Kavua has Kedima, somebody who's not a Kavua, and seemingly this whole discussion is irrelevant, because the way we're noyig, that every person who is a yasam says Kaddish, there's no question who has, there's no kadima, there's no preference, there's nobody gets first and second. Everybody just says it together. So we're this, first of all, why is it that the minig was originally that everyone should say, that only one person said at a time? Number two, how did that change? And number three, is that correct? And are the nafkaminis, even for us, that we have changed, and it definitely seems to be the minig, the prevailing minig today in Klal Yisrael, that everyone says the Kaddish, but are there points from the original minig that we should be aware of, perhaps even in the context of our minig? So firstly, I'd like to bring out that the Inyan of Kaddish Yosem, which is so sacred in Klal Yisrael, every person, especially when Neshama passes away, a person's parent, goes to the Olam HaEmes, the Inyan of Kaddish is sacred. People will travel to the ends of the world to make sure they have a minyan to say Kaddish Patech Shana, right? So we all would imagine that the minyan of saying Kaddish for a parent, some it's a Gemara somewhere, or you'll find it in the Rishonim probably are Marach about it. If you look through all Shas, there's not a Zecher about the minyan of saying Kaddish for a parent. It's not mentioned anywhere in Shas. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Torah, who adds not only the Divrei Halacha of Shas, but he even brings Agada, and he brings all the different inyanim. Before Yontif, we'll talk about the different inyan of each Yontif. And many halachas, he talks about things outside the parameters of the halacha. He also does not quote this inyan of Kaddish Yosem. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. And even in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch does not mention it anywhere. He doesn't mention the inyan that Yosem says Kaddish for Yud Beis Chodesh after his parents pass away. It's not mentioned anywhere. However, he does mention it in the Beis Yosef. In the Beis Yosef, his Pirush on the Torah, he mentions it. Where does it come from? So let's see that. Let's begin. Here, this piece is in Hilchas Avelos, and I know that the there's a big Indian not to focus, not to discuss Hilchas Avelos. I know many Gedolim, they discourage people from learning Mayit Katan Bi'in and learning these Inyanim Bi'in. So we're going to focus on this as an Indian of Hilchas Tefillah, because there's a discussion in Hilchas Tefillah as well about this, and it just, I would say it's a matter of curiosity of anyone who comes to shul. It's not really Indian of Avelos so much as any Yid who comes to shul and you wonder. You start wondering about this question because you, on one hand, you see that the minute was that it was a kadima, and on the other hand, we see that that's not what goes on today. So we'll focus it on it from that angle. But just this one base yes over here in Hilchas Avelos, which is very interesting. What is indeed the makar of saying kaddish for Yud Beis Chodesh? So the base Yosef in Simish Shin Ayin Vav Sif Beis quotes over here a kolbei kasev hakolbei al mashen nimtza b'hagada. It's found in Haggadah, which means like Agada, but again, it doesn't mean Agadah is Hashas over here. It's not Agadah that you find in the Gemara. Agadah over here means the Zohar. He's quoting a Zohar that says, Shepam achas pogar reb pleini be'echad, shahoyim mekoish sheitzim. And then he says there's an Arichas over here in the Zohar that he skips over. Amalei, ein mi shiatzileini. He says, there's no one who can save me I imagine he means Bidina Shel Gehenim, that he had in the upstairs in the next world, he was going through a difficult din and there was no one to save him. Im loisha yoyma bini kadesh echad o yafte benovi, unless my son will say kadesh me, and he have, interesting, he says a kadesh echad, one kadesh, o yafte benovi, or receive the maftis. Albert's not here now, I don't know where he is, but this again, we'll see in a moment. Well, we don't have the Ramah in Yeridaya, but this is interesting. Many people are not familiar. The same Ramah who quotes this Beis Yosef, that a person should say Kaddish throughout the year as a tikkun for the neshama, also says that a person should receive maftir the whole year. It's a minhag that many people are not familiar with. It's brought in the Ramah. Again, these are all minhagim, but as are almost all the inyanim of Avelos are only minhag, especially the inyanim of Yud Beis Chodesh. Not talking about the dinim of Avelos of Shiva and the Kfura and all that. We're talking about the Indian of Yud Beis Chodesh, all the where people how Avelim conduct themselves throughout the Yud Beis Chodesh is the Indian of Minig. But the same Beis Yosef, and then the Ramah who quotes that he should say Kaddish, also says he should receive the Maftir throughout the entire. He says one Kaddish. It could be means one Kaddish a day or one Kaddish per tefillah. I don't know exactly what the Zohar meant. But basically, this is the Makar of saying Kaddish Yud Beis Chodesh. For a parent, is weird. It's a Zohar. It's Alpi Kabbalah. And again, many of the Inyani Avelos Alpi Kabbalah, these are Yanim of Neshambis that we don't really understand so well, but that is really the source. The Gam Lahafta Benavi. So then again, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber himself doesn't bring it. It's a Zohar, it's not a Halach anywhere. He doesn't bring it in Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah quotes it both in Shinayim Vav and Yeridei, which is Hilchas Avelos, and then again, here in Hilchas Tefillah, at the end of Davening, the Ramah quotes this Halacha. The Ramah is in Simon Kuflam and Beis Siv Beis. He writes as follows. Right, the Gemara.
It's not the
Adam Mar.
They said the
Hebrew. At the end, Mar before, and that's the minute to have Mar before the Yartzeit, right? Also, because that's the time that the Neshamas go back to Gehenim. Again, that's the third Inyan of that Avin conduct themselves. That's actually we know more by the Yartzeit than by the Teich Shana. Teich Shana, they daven all the time, not just on Matzah Shabbos. So the Ramah is in Mekuflam at Beis Siv Beis. Again, look at the Shulchan Aruch over here. It's talking about the end of davening. Also, l'adam lotzitz in Beis Haknesses kaidim kedusha de sidra. Person is not allowed to leave before Asher v'altzian. Haga zot the Ramah va'arim achasim atfila aleinu l'shabeach mu'umid. After Asher v'altzian, you say aleinu, which is that the minhag of Ashkenaz that aleinu comes first. V'yizor aleinu mekavon k'shemagia el kelei Yeshia yafsik ma'at mikaidim shiyoy mar v'nachnu kaidim. It's elei Yeshia. That's it. It's talking about the right? And then continues the Ramah. And then, I'm sorry, don't turn the page. It's two pieces of the Shulchan Aruch, one on top of the other. Continue to the bottom part. Again, the center text over here. Va'oyim kadosh yosem achar aleinu va'afilu ein yosem beveis haknesses yeimer oisei misha ein le'av ve'eim va'afilu miyesh le'av v'myachol oimerim ein ove v'imay makbidim. So that's the idea that the Kaddish after Aleinu is more significant than the others. Even if there's nobody B'teich Shana, it should be recited. And then there's a question about somebody who has parents. If his parents are not Machbid, he can say Kaddish as well. But the whole idea of Kaddish Yosem to say after Aleinu is not even brought in the Mechaber at all. And so too, I don't want to focus too much on the Inyanim of Avelos, but in Hilchas Avelos and Shinayim Vav and Yerideo, the Mechaber over there as well does not mention a word about a Yosem saying Kaddish for Yud Beis Chodesh. Now, if you look for a moment, go back to this top part of the page. It says where the lines get wide in the Magen Avraham. It begins Hagoyim Belavush Kosav. He writes Hagoyim Belavush Kosav Kan Dine Kaddish V'Hini Moisiv Dovash Chenes Kaddish Etzli. And he starts writing Kosav Ramin Simin Pei B'Shuva Shah Yartzad Yesh LeKol HaKaddish Shal Yisayim. Someone has Yartzad, he's Zeichen all the Kaddishim. And then he writes Shir Hashirim Afil Kaddish Shal Prokom Shal Shashim Shal Rus. Some places they make a goyro who gets a certain kaddish, and then he's marich the Magen Avraham, and he talks about all the dinim of who has kedima to who, and then the Mishnah Berurah brings it. All the poskim on the Ramah, all the later commentaries who discuss this Ramah, all go ahead to explain who goes first, right? But then again, we know that today nobody goes first. We all just say all the kaddishim. So how did this come to be? So the first one really, who goes ahead and makes a statement about this, was the Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur, he wrote a tremendous work on the Siddur of Yaakov Emden, both Alpi Halacha and Alpi Kabbalah. And he writes over here by the dinim of Aleinu, again, because that's where the main Kaddish Yosem is said after Aleinu. So he writes like this. Look over here. It's an Ois Aleph on Kaddish Yosem. The second paragraph. So it begins, B'chilukei dinim shal ha'ashkenazim. Again, the focus is the Mechaber doesn't even bring this. So in the Ashkenazim, you'll find in the Magen Avraham, and he quotes a Levush, all the G'dayli Ashkenaz, they discuss, B'in mi ha'kaidim la'amiris ha'kaddish, who has kadima, umi doichalami. Who could be matcha somebody else because he has preference? Loi atapel kan. I'm not going to discuss it. Why not? The milsa de minhaga ba'almu. It's not really a halacha. It's not set in stone. It's only a minute. Umatoy v'yosher. And how good and straight is the minig hasvar dimazeh she'em rabim heima kulam zoichem boi. If there are many avelim by the svardim, they all say kaddish. Va'oimrim oisai ke'echot, and they say it together in unison. Ubatla machloikis v'teirach dinei dinim b'dover she'ein lo sheirish v'iker. Something which has no sheirish, has no source in real halacha, and it's only a minig, and it's going to lead to machloikis. Look there, this is the easiest way out. Let everybody say it together, and that's the solution. I'm not even going to bring all the halachas that they're with the Magen Avraham and the Levush. Let's put that to the side. Let's follow the minig hasvardim. That's what the Ayvet said. Now, how was the Ayvet so familiar with the minig of the Svardim? Does anyone here know that? How the Ayvet lived in...
His father, the Chacham Tzvi,
he was a Rav in Amsterdam. Number one, Amsterdam had a very sizable Svardim Shekela, and he even traveled to Greece. He lived in Greece, and in the Arches HaSvard for quite some time, even though he himself was from Eastern Europe, and that's how he got the name Chacham Tzvi, right? Chacham usually is a title which is given to Svardim Shekela. So he had the name Chacham Tzvi because even the Svardim considered him a tremendous gadol, and they gave him that name, and it stuck with him. So he was very much familiar. The Yavetz, his son, Yavetz is Yaakov Emden Ben Tzvi. He's the son of the Chacham Tzvi. He was very familiar with the minhag Svardim, and he said that he saw this is what they do, and he sees this is the right thing. And then he writes, "Kvar dibri boi b'maspik doyli ha'achrein in bali amen hagim v'hagor shochanor chol v'shuf hashayim." They said enough about this, and I don't want to know about it because I hold that it's incorrect. The minhag of the Svardim, that is the correct minhag. Oh. So now, let's turn. Oh, so if he says the minhag of the Svardim is they all do it together, so why was it that indeed the other Mefarshei HaShulchan Aruch, the Levush is Talmud Ramah, the Magen Avraham is the next door, right? All the great Gedolei Ashkenaz insisted that there was Kadima. Only one person says it. The question was who? So why didn't they agree to this? So the Chassam Sefer has a tshuva about this. It's in Orech Chaim Chelek Aleph, in Orech Chaim Simon Kufnun Tes. Look at the bottom of the page in the bottom of the second column. The Dibra Maschel is Oid Ani Medaber. B'chiyotze b'hanal, Masher Isi b'mari Reb Yaivitz, k'shehigia l'sei de Kaddish achar aleinu, when he wrote about Kaddish, k'osav she'ini reitze l'hatriach, es atzmai b'dine Kaddish, shechitcho achrim, ki yoyse noyach minig asvardim, shekulm oimrim oise b'pamachas. Olochayro, zog the Chasab Sefer speaking now, minig kosher hu, v'rabim ha'oise mitzvah, Adifim miyachidim. You have rabim oisim mitzvah, many together. What do you lose by having everyone say kaddish? V'tmiya alav eseinu asher lehem ater b'yirusha me'oilom kama yishkos v'rosh b'tshuva. Heviu rabbi eseis yardea simik pebeis. V'eich nachshayt oisim shekilkulu v'ipso aderech. Why is it that all the previous generations were not familiar with this tremendous chiddush of the Ayvetz? And they didn't change anything. But the Magen Avraham didn't know about this. The Ramah didn't know about this. Why is it that we have all these dinim of kadim? Gam l'chayra tzorech la'ayin al haminig shehaben zayin doichel l'shloishim u'shloishim doichel l'yartzai v'yartzai doichel l'ovo toichim beis chodesh chodayim. What is indeed the pshat that there's a sage of kadima that this one is doichel the other one, he comes first, he comes second, he comes third? Frekti chasam sefer v'koshe v'chi shutfim shenizdam lehen schayra yoymer pleini ani tzorech lo b'yoyser t'neim li levad v'ein lechem chelik boi. Let's say you have two people who are shutfim in business, right? And they have a certain amount of merchandise. So one guy says, I desperately need the merchandise today to go turn a profit on it. You have to let me have everything, and you'll wait to the next business deal, and then you can have it. Repeat. We have shutfim in the business, 50-50. You can't just take everything and run. 50% is yours, 50% is mine. Every yid has an obligation, let's call it, towards the neshama to say a kaddish, to be ma'ilu the neshama of his parents. So if this guy is a yartzeit, and the other one is yud beis chodesh, the other one is shloishim, but each one has an obligation, right? So who is to say that the other person could come ahead and say, my obligation is greater, I can take away from what you have, right? A person in lamazogin is in teich shloishim, and the other guy says, and the other fellow is Teich Shana. So the Teich Shleishim says, I'm more of a Chiv than you. But if the other person has an obligation, right? So who is to say that I could take that away from him? It's lesser of an obligation. But who? What makes me a man da'amar that I could take it away from him?
The second guy's not doing anything.
Again?
Once the first guy says Kaddish, what's the second guy really doing? First one says, let's say Kaddish. He says it loudly. So he really is saying that, saying...
So you're not asking in terms of a yard side and two different chiyuvim.
What's the solution? It doesn't. The second guy doesn't...
You're asking in general, what's the point of two people saying Kaddish? So let's see in a moment. What is the difference? Why? What is the point of Kaddish really? Is the point that Chassam Sefer wants to get to? And that will explain why perhaps it's important for only one person to say it, and maybe we'll see the flip side, why maybe many could say it.
You're not adding anything.
Then what are you gaining? Imagine you had two Balei Tefillah for Lamed, two shots, right? And each one is saying Chazaras HaShatz.
At the same time.
It sounds ridiculous. We're so accustomed to thinking that everyone says Kaddish, so of course everyone gets up, is Kaddish. Everyone says the Kaddish. But in truth, if you look at it in terms of like a Balei Tefillah, that one person is saying it, so what are you adding by another person saying it? He's wasting his time, right? Oh, so you're saying that what the Amen? But everyone's answering Amen anyways, right? You saying so you're adding to the question. If you're saying if the person the Yasim himself is saying Amen, he's confirming what the first person who's saying Kaddish is actually stating. So what's he adding? So let's see what the Chassam Sefer says about Kaddish, and we'll see how others understand. Out loud. They say the entire davening out loud. We'll see in a minute what the Binyan Tzia says about the Svaradim. Oh, so let's see. Let's continue in the Chassam Sefer. So the Chassam Sefer basically is asking, what right does, let's say, the Baal Shloishim have to take away from the person of Teich Shana? Just because he has a greater Chiyuv, the other person is a Yid, he has a Chiyuv, who gives him a right to take it away? He's saying it's almost like a mammonis. We know that the halach is that if you steal a mitzvah from somebody, you have to pay him. So who gives him a right to steal the other guy's mitzvah? I have a bigger mitzvah, but at the end of the day, the guy also has his mitzvah. How can you just take it away from him? It's true, he needs it more. Does he have to be Michael and give it away to the person who's B'teich Shleishim? Let's say a person is B'teich Shana for his parent, right? So really, he wants the Kaddish. The other guy says, no, I'm Shleishim. You have to give it to me. But I'm a Teich Shana. I don't want to lose it, right? So maybe the reason why we assume that the person of a Teich Shana is Meichel is because since he knows that it's more important for a Ben Shleishim to have it, so he knows that when he'll go upstairs, he'll want his children to have Kadima when they're B'Teich Shleishim. So based on that idea, we can assume that he's Meichel now as well. Now he really wouldn't give it up. Of course he doesn't want to give it up. He wants the Yud Beis Kaddish for his parent. But based on the fact that Lachamei Vesim will want for himself that crucial Kaddish of Shleishim, or whichever one is more important, based on that we can assume that he's being Meichel now as well. Still, he says, the first Kasha is Shver, why is it that we see the Svaradim have a minig that they all say together, and the Yavitz brings the minig HaSvaradim? What happened to all the Gedolei Ashkenaz? Why didn't they know about this? Why didn't they institute the minig HaSvaradim? L'fia now, yesh loimer. The Iker Zechia, very important, Shemazaka Avoisov, Einenu Ba'amir Didei. So the Chassam Sefer makes like a lamed shechakir. What is the benefit of Kaddish? Is it the statement Yiskada al Yiskada Shmei Rabba, that the person who's saying Kaddish is saying the Kaddish? Is that the schus? Or no, that's not the schus. The schus is by virtue of the fact that you say Kaddish, you cause the kahal to answer Amen to all those statements that you made. What's the nafkamina? Simple, because if the idea is that you say Kaddish, so if Reuven is saying Kaddish, he's being mild in neshama. Shimon is saying Kaddish, he's doing for his neshama. Very good. There's enough room for everybody. But if the idea is that to be mezaka the amen, as soon as one person is saying Kaddish, amen is going to be said. So that's where that was your kasha. What is the second person adding by saying another Kaddish? Right? Amen is going to be said regardless. You're not causing anyone to say amen more than if you wouldn't have been there. You gain nothing. And that's how the Chassam Sofer understands the Indian of Kaddish. It's not through the saying of Kaddish. By the fact that he causes the tzibur, the kahal, to say kaddish and baruch Hashem avarich when he davens for the amid, that is the schus for the nifter. Since he was the gerim, he was the one that caused it. These amenim to be said, that is the schus for the nifter. Nimtza minogenu yafa koichay. Our minig of Ashkenaz is the correct minig. Why? Ki im yoyimru harbe vasachas mikomokim. Who caused everyone to say amen? Just the first person. You know, who's the first? There's two people. But the idea is that only one should say. That's why we have a dine tchia, because it's really only the first person who's causing the amen, and that's what the schos for the neshama, and therefore, the halacha is, at least according to the understanding of the G'dayli Ashkenaz, the Magen Avram, and the Levush, and the others, that only one person says the Kaddish. And who should have that tzchus? Okay, you have a whole list of Kadima. Who comes first? Who is Doicha who? Oh, now, let's move on to the Tkufa, where the great controversy began, where the new Minig started to creep in and push its way into the Medinas Ashkenaz. And the
two people say at the same time, so that they're both being burned.
He says it's called Messiah, meaning, if not for Shimon, Reuben would be saying it anyways. If not for, who's first? So that's the question. Who's first and who's the Messiah? You have two people saying Kaddish in unison.
You can't have, two shut them together.
They need it.
He's saying that it doesn't have the effect. The effect is to cause the Amen. So I don't know, let's say when you have to, according to the logic of the Chassam Sofer.
You say it loud.
Who,
say it loud. Huh? One thing is short, everyone should say it loud.
So you should hear everybody. You should hear each one of the. So everyone should hear, everyone should have a tzibur hearing them. But even so, even if you have everyone hearing, the Chassam Sofer saying still, if the point is the Amen, to be goyrim the Amen, that he actually put that Amen, he caused it to come about, so then which one are you going to say? I don't know. In a practical sense, I don't know which one you would say is the goyer, right? According to our minig, that we indeed are noyig like that.
So again, like I said, I want to say loud. If they say loud, then you could say who's the main. Maybe they're equal.
Maybe so still to some extent both.
The low guy didn't do anything.
Oh, so let's see what the Binyan Tzion says. So he was approached by with a question as follows. It's in the Binyan Tzion is in Chelik Aleph, Simon Kufchav Beis. He writes as follows. Kosa Malak Feterosai. The first page over here is all from the Shoyal. He only begins to answer much later. At the end of, you'll see the next paragraph, Azeh Oshif. But there's a long question from the Shoyal. We won't go through the whole thing. It's too long. A little bit, let's see what his question was. Kosa Malak Feterosai. Nishalti Kahal Echad. There's a Kihila. Hoyalem Shte Bate Kinesiyais. Echad Gedeilov Echad Tan. There was a big mismatch, there was a small mismatch. For Oit Shaim and Yonim. They had Shtibuch all around the town. Ukshanasasa Habes Haknesis Hagdeilor Ru'ua. The Chashav Alipo, they saw that the big shul in the city was getting shvach, it was going to fall down. So what did they do? Har Soisir, they destroyed it, they knocked it down. Ubar Beis Haknesses Gedayla Binyan, Noah HaMachlekes Kol Ben Akila. So they said, listen, we're going to build a new shul, we're going to build one shul for everybody to daven together. What happened? Ve'hiskimu Shaloyla Hispal B'Shum Minyan, Rak Beis Haknesses HaChadosh HaHazois, Ve'oid, everyone's going to daven only in one shul. Oh, so now there's only one shul, everyone's davening in the same minyan. Ve'oid Hiskinu, Ki kadosh yosem yoimru kol ha'avelim va'afilu ha'yotzayt va'shloishim kulam yachad. Everyone should say it together. Amnu komu ma'irim va'avne hakel abiyodam midivri rama. We saw this rama midivri hamogan avram midivri. Right, they basically came with ammunition against this new minig. Right, in Germany they didn't take new minhagim sitting down. This wasn't tolerated very. They didn't take this. They didn't like that. So. We only have one shul now, right? Many people have to say Kaddish. You're going to make a Kadima. Oh, this is going to be a Machloikis. To make a new minig that everybody should say Kaddish. So I answered them. This is all the shayl telling the Aruch Laner, the Binyan Tzion, what he had already given a tshuva. Ve'shafti lehem, Tachkona gedoyla v'yishara re'isi kandi. Hina inyin kandish yosem. Loi matzono loi b'shei tamudim b'tan tabo b'amli v'yisham l'gam liber rambam b'tur. Rechabes yosef b'yaradeya hevi b'shei malkovo y'shehet di v'zera kodesh parashat achremois. Tamachas pogar of Pliny be'echot shem b'kashi seitzim, which we saw in the Beis Yosef, al b'shechon aruch lehevi klam min galos. The bishop of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring it. The Yisrael Mim Yerim B'Kaddish, Rak Ha'amah Heviyoi, V'Osachar, V'Kim Mazeh Be'emes, Guf Ha'maisa Shehevi Azer HaKadosh Ein Le'Pirish. Then already he's starting to say that the whole story that the Zer HaKadosh brings doesn't really even have an explanation. We don't even know what it really means. V'Efter Shabbat Kein Lecha B'Chaloyim, was it a real story or was it a dream? And then he brings, that's a lot of the thrust of the tshuva revolves around this point. That he said that the Zer HaKadosh is a little foggy. It's not clear what he meant and what the story was, and I don't know exactly how much they believed in all the ksavim of the Zayar, because a lot of the Zayar was surrounded in controversy if it was authentic or not. Today we accept it to be authentic. Many of the Chassam Sefer himself and the Gra. No, so Kaddish, you're pointing at a good point, Ari. Kaddish was the Anche Knesset HaGdolah. Kaddish the Rabbanan. The concept of Kaddish is found in Shas. What we're saying, which is what's not mentioned in the Gemara, is the din that a Yosim says Kaddish or Yud Beis Chaydish. We know that a Yosim says Kaddish after the Kfura. That's a halacha, Shulchan Aruch, that he says after the Kfura. But the concept of Yud Beis Chaydish, he should continuously say Kaddish throughout the entire year or for 11 months, that is only a minig. Not the concept of Kaddish Bechlal. Kaddish is from the Gemara, but Kaddish for a year, that's only a minig. So again, a lot of what he's basing us on is the fact that this minig is based on a Zohar, and the Zohar itself, we don't really know what it is. And the Binyan is going to fight back, but I don't want to go into all the details because that's really a side point about Zohar HaKadosh. So let's go down to the bottom of this column. Go down to the bottom of the column. Two lines to the bottom. Hochanami Yesh Bekulois. Let's be makel over here. The Shoyal is telling the Binyan Tzion. Shahabi Pa'am Bolidia Machloikis. B'mokim Kadosh. It's going to come to a Machloikis in Shul. V'anoichi Hayoidea. Ve'e. I know and I've seen. Kira Isi Pamachas. She'echad Nosim L'chaveroi. Makas Lechi. Aidea Katata. Came to fists in the shul. Avura Kaddish. Yeah? This is not a new thing. He says that even in shul, people got mamash into a fist fight over Kaddish. He says, is it not worthwhile to avoid such a machlekes? Adaraba. Look what his reasoning is. Iker HaKaddish, not like the Chassam Sefer. Iker HaKaddish, kosev b'sefer yesh noichlin. Huva b'sefer beis lechem Yehuda b'yardei esim shayim vav, which is in Hilchos Avelos. HaKadosh eino tefila sheyispal aben al av lefnei Hashem shiyal mishamata elos chus u'mitzvah hu lames kishe benoy mekadosh berabim v'akal yanu achrav ome. He doesn't mean what the Chassam Sefer means. What he means is that when a person says yiskadal v'yiskadosh shmei rabba kiddushim shemayim, what's the person saying? Yiskadal v'yiskadosh shmei rabba, the Yishuzim should be glorified, should become great. What he's doing is he's being mekayim the mitzvah of v'nikdashi b'seich b'nei Yisrael. And it's no different than a different mitzvah. It's like a mitzvah of learning Torah for the person's parents, for giving tzedakah l'il nishmas the parent. He's being mekayim this mitzvah of kiddush Hashem l'il nishmas the parent. Zokte shoyel.
The omelet is more important to say the kaddish thing than the omelet.
Oh, one second. But as far as the the kaddish itself, he's saying is a mitzvah. What is it? It's a mitzvah of inikdashti. Zokter. V'akayach v'hu adin shar mitzvah tzchiyah shoyis ha'ben achem isas aviv hu kapara. Like Rashi says, he's going to address this in a minute. He says that, first of all, if it's only a mitzvah of Kiddush Shmei Barabim, so let everybody do it together. It's a greater Kiddush Hashem. That's how he views this Indian of Kaddish. Then he says, one second. It's a problem. We all know the Gemara says Trei Kali Lo Mishtami. You can't hear two people speaking at once. So if two people are saying Kaddish, the Chassam Sefer didn't even mention this. Trei Kali Lo Mishtami. How could two people say Kaddish together? You're only going to hear one of the two. He says, what's going to be with Trei Kali Lo Mishtami? Yesh l'saken sheyomer hashas hakaddish v'havil miyomer belacha shmila b'mila. It's true. Only the shots should say it loud. Everyone else should say it low, not loud with the shots. Then he brings from the Chassam Sefer a different Chassam Sefer who quotes the minhag of the Sfaradim. So this is what the Shoyal held. The Shoyal held. What was that? No. You don't need 10 people for each person. He's just saying that the fact that you won't hear everybody, so maybe it's Taka Kadai that the Shat should say it louder than the others who are saying Kaddish. That's what the Shoyl held. See, he's trying to basically grab all the different milas. He wants that everybody should say it, Kiddush Shmei Barabim, and to avoid machlokes, which is really his main objective, is to avoid the machlokes. At the same time, he realizes there's an issue of Treikol Mishtami, so the Shatz should say it loud, and the other Havelim should not say it as loud as the Shatz, not to interfere with his Kaddish. That's his suggestion. So we'll see. There are those that want to suggest such a approach as well. So one second. So let's see what this is all the shoyl that he asked Aruch Haner. What did Aruch Haner respond? He wasn't happy at all. Again, this is his big pushback that the Ashkenazim, they didn't accept new minhagim. Azay Ashev, let's just say a few lines here, then we'll go to the end. Azay Ashev, Tamesi, Derech Klal, Eich Kar Malfoy, Tachana Gadeil of Yishara. L'shana is minig Yisrael. That's the Tachana Gadeil, to change a minig Yisrael. Shanago b'chol Medidas, Ashkenaz, Hupaylin, the Yosef Mishleks Meir. Shana, 300 years we have this minig. Bekadosh Yosef Yibakal Echad, Levadei, V'leilech, B'ikvis, HaMeschachim, B'zmanin. You want to go with the new wave, the new innovation of the time. Shashinu in Yoni, Atfilu, V'nhigu, Gamma, Minig, Azay, Shema, Avelim, Kadosh Yachad. Oh no, don't go that way. Don't start changing things. And then he gets into the whole fight with him about the Zayar. Let's skip that over. Go to the last paragraph. Turn to the next page. The bottom of Ashenoag Svaradim. Again, what's wrong with what the Svaradim do? You see, it's not new. The Svaradim have been doing it for many years. Ein biyodeinu leida amash nagu kein. We don't know why they have that minig. Awa akoponim yesh chiluk rav ben hasvaradim ben ashkenazim. What's the difference? Ki hasvaradim kol tfilosam hayu b'makhelois. They daven all together. Which is true. If you ever daven with the Svaradim, they daven in unison the entire davening, beginning to end.
Out loud,
correct. That's the minig. We don't do that. It's not like we should learn from them. That's the minig of the Svaradim, and that's what they do. Bekoil shave together. Beli ichor amir. Everyone's mamish word for word together. Achasher gilim bazeh gam kashiyemu kadeshim yachad nishma koilam yachad. So therefore, when they say Kaddish, they are accustomed to davening word for word together. That's what they're used to. The af, and we find it, Kedamim and Megillah, we find the Gemara says, the af trei kali lemishtami mikol makayim bahalo b'megillah afila asara karim. 10 people can lay that together at one time. Why? Kivan the chaviva yavi datai v'shami. If a person, it's chaviv to him, it's a little different svar than what he's saying. He's saying that they're accustomed to it. If you're used to it, then you can focus even on two. Mashen ken os. That seems to have crept in already, that Kaddish Rabban everybody said together. Now they want to institute Kaddish Yosem as well. That he said, put a stop, don't do it. He says, I'm telling you, I see the Kaddish, the Rabbanon. He says, it's like a joke. The Chol, the Alam Gvar, Lisa Koyle. Whoever could scream louder, Koyle Anoyz Gavura, the Chaver Yitzay Kenegde. So one guy starts screaming, the other guy starts screaming louder than him. Zeh Pesach, Vzeh Chosim. Each one is at a different place in Kaddish. V'ef Shemamish, Lanes Amen Yeshmer Rabba, V'lula Yoresi, Levatel Minig. If he would not be afraid to Levatel the Minig of Kaddish, the Rabbanon, Kvar Yisi, Moinim, Shalom, Kaddish, Rabbanon Yachad, he would stop that as well. To introduce this by Kaddish Yosem, certainly he doesn't want to do that. The Manigi Chadoshim want to bring new minhagim. Don't allow this to creep in to the Kihilois. Again, remember then that the Kihilois were very strong and they had absolute power over, they had jurisdiction over everything that they were, all the minhagim. So the Aruch Haner did not want to allow it to creep in. And this is, he was very insistent. But you see something very interesting. What does he say? He says, what's the chilek between the Bnei Svard and the Bnei Ashkenaz? But the Bnei Svard, they're accustomed to davening together, and therefore when they say Kaddish, they're machbit to say word for word. Yisgadav, Yisgadav, Shmei, Rabba, Omba, Divrach, Yerusei. They say it together word for word because they're accustomed to davening that way. And what's the main issue he feels is with the Ashkenazim? That number one, each one is trying to outdo the other. And number two, that people are at different points in Kaddish. It's difficult to remain at the same point in Kaddish together, all the Avelim at one time. So from there, this is Halacha Olamayis, Rabbi Shishtambach points out, it seems that, well, we'll take a step back for a second. The minig definitely is not like the Aruch HaNer. We know that, right? It's true. He tried to prevent it from entering our kehilos, and I do believe, again, still in Washington Heights, by the Yekis, the Itaka still hold on to the Mesera. Only one person says Kaddish. But it's clear that maybe 200 years ago it was Chadashos, but now it's not news anymore. This is the minig. It became the minig. It is the minig. The Chayei Adam brings it, and Rabbi Moshe brings it, that this is absolutely the minig over here. You can't say that, listen, you don't want to change the minhagim, let's not do this. No, this became the minig for whatever reason, and we're going to continue this way. But in terms of the issue that he's raising, that each person is on their own page, he says, at least now we could be misakin. How can we be misakin it? If everyone tries to say it together, right, which is as much as possible, that, to a certain extent, is the tikkun. You see that even the Aruch HaNer, who was against it, was willing to concede that the main issue was that not everybody was together in the same place. If they would be together, like the Sfaradim are, then he would concede that it's not such an issue. Maybe he wouldn't have allowed it. Perhaps a lot of that was because he didn't want new minhagim to creep in, right? But now that it is the minig, so the main point would be, what would come out of this discussion would be, that we should be machpe, to be careful, that it should be said together as much as possible. Look at the Chuvus on Haggis for Rav Moshe Sternbuch. Let's see what Rav Moshe Sternbuch says over here. It's an Erechayim Chelik Aleph Simim Kuf Gimel Kadosh Yosem Him Loim Kol Echam Yachiyuvim Levadei Oikulam Yachad Kiminik Svarad. Let's see the first paragraph, these couple lines, and then we'll jump to where it's underlined on the next page. Hagon Yaivitz Besidim Mishabech Minik Hasvardim Shekol Haavelim Oim Yachad Kadosh Ve'Ei Machloikis V'Dini Kadima. That's what the Yaivitz said. Now you'll see that the Aruch HaNer was not the only one who pushed back against this. But Tavos Hagon Rav Naftali Amsterdam. That's Rav Naftali Amsterdam was the Talmud of Rav Bissos Alanter. He writes Shoma Mirabe Hatzadik Rav Bissos Alanter Zatzal She Oser Loi Meshnaim Biyachad. He was also Rav Bissos Alanter was very against this new innovation. Ki Trei Kali Lo Meshdami Vechen Rabbeinu Chazanish Hisnage Tshnayim Yomer V'Amos Shezeu Kmoi Shnei Shatz. He made this comparison. It's like two Bali Tefillah together. There's no point of two people saying Kaddish. But Lamaisa, we know the minig is that we do say Kaddish together. So jump to the next page where it's underlined Harei. Based on what he quotes the Aruch HaNer, and based on that Aruch HaNer, if everyone is saying it together, so you could hear, because it's Chaviv Olel, you could focus in, because everyone is at the same point. If one person is saying Yisgadol, and the other person is by Yisbarach, you can't focus on both. You can't hold in both places at one time. That's Trei Kol HaMishtami. But if both people are saying the same words at the same time, that you could be Mishtami. Harei Shekul Ma'ur Miyachad Kol Echad Shapidami. Which the Gesher Chaim is one of the big authorities. It's from Rav Tukachinsky. It's not such an old sefer, but became Amish one of the great authorities on Hilchos Avelos. Sheminig Yushalayim loymer kol ha'avelim yachad achizaru loymer kulam mila b'mila ubezeh loy shayich trei kol ha'mishtami kiva dechaviu alayu. This is the tikkun he holds that we should do in order to satisfy all the opinions. V'chei noyagin etzleinu shekshoimrim kama biyachad. This is the minute he says in his besmeresh Moshe Sternbuch. Nisharim shi'emim mamish echodim chavei. Everyone should say it together. V'kim v'shenogu kein machazak ha'sholim. Since to prevent machlekes, we allow everybody to say kaddish and we don't only give it to one person. L'kuli alma shapidami. Avo meigani. Albert, listen. L'zazam lova yachad lefnei aron ha'kodesh. He gathers all them together. She'oz kulam machavni loy yachad mamish. V'cholka ma'mitzvah. He probably wrote this actually still in Johannesburg, where he probably had this. I was in a Moshe Sternbuch shul over here. It's about the half the size of the shul. It's about the big. It's a small shtibel. It's not a big shul. In Johannesburg, there was the big main shul. So people were flying everywhere in the shul, and one guy was in one corner, the other guy was in the other corner. So he would gather them all together into the by the Arim. She'oz kol mechav nelo meyachem mamish v'chokem ha'mitzvah v'lo kol echabim koyma l'pa'omim ein aser ein achrav. If a person is in a corner and nobody even hears him because they're listening to the other person, he doesn't even have 10 people answering. Because nobody's answering Amen, he needs 10 people to answer, to hear him at least to answer Amen. So basically he says the tikkun is that what should we do? We should all come, they should stand together, and like that they will be able to recite Kaddish in unison, and you could hear both voices at the same time. Now, let's not forget, the title of the shir was Cholera, Kaddish, and COVID. So COVID, the idea was that there are many people, unfortunately, I was saying Kaddish now because there were many Niftarim this year. But there was a precedent to that. The precedent was the Magefa of cholera. And turn to the next page, see where Rabbi Kiveger said then at that time. Rabbi Kiveger addressed the issue at that time when there were many Niftarim during the Magefa. B'chodesh Av, said Oy Zayin here, Shnas Tov Kuf Tzadik Aleph. So now we're in Tov Shin Pei Aleph. So it's 190 years ago. 1831, right? 1831? I think so. Shehechel Hanegev Poi Bechayli Kaler. Well, you harbe Avelim Lamir's Kaddish. Doker Bikvega Vitikanti Sha'avelim Vitikanti Sha'avelim Yoimru Biyachar Hakadeshim Vikoi Hoyo Meshech Shana Tamimim. Bikvega made a special takana. There were so many Avelim. People couldn't get a Kaddish. It wasn't possible for everyone to have an opportunity to take Kaddish at all. Again, at that time, the minhag still was. They switched off. Everybody got a chance. But it wasn't Shaykh. There were so many Avelim, people were not saying Kaddish at all. So he made a takana that everybody should say Kaddish together. For an entire year. 1 year later, Tikanti shaloyem yachad hakadeshim. They have to go back to the old minhag. Zulasi b'choyim pam achas. The hainu tefila kaddish shel achat tefila shachris yom ravim biyachad. Interesting. He says that the one afterwards that they should say together. I don't know why he differentiates between the different kaddishim, but in general he said avoloi shakadeshim vayideze al kapanim lo yimatze oifin shiyeh ha'avol nimna malei mekaddish pam achas b'choyim v'choyiyeh v'choyakum lo'ayla. Which means is that he says that don't think that just because this 1 year we had a tzarech to change it and everyone said kaddish together, that this is the new minhag. No. Once the year was up, they went back to the old way. Don't change the minhag. Rikvega was very insistent. Second, Rikvega and Aruch Laner and the other achrayim of that time were very worried about new minhagim and they didn't allow for it to creep in. Now, for some reason, it has changed and the minhag is that everyone says kaddish, aside from those few places that still retain the old minhag. So, again, we try to make it in the best possible way. But we don't have to think twice. It's the minhag Yisrael, minhag Kadoshim, for already 200 years. Rav Moshe, all the other G'dayli Achrayim bring it, and it's come out the minhag in every place in Klal Yisrael that they all say it together. But again, it's Kedai that we should try to say it together, mamish, at one time, like that we shouldn't have the issue of Trei Kol HaMishtami.